I think all I can say there is that the record that people have for predicting what's going to be important, what's not going to be important, is pretty poor. So it isn't easy to know whether what you're working on is likely to have applications or not. I mean, I think there are examples where it is exceedingly unlikely, although it's been argued fiercely on the other side, and that's particle physics. I believe that whenever you start talking about energies more than a few kilovolts, you're rapidly getting yourself out of the range of materials and chemistry, and which is what makes life work. And I think it's extraordinarily unlikely that anything usable in this sense will come out of particle physics. It's not impossible. There was even a glint at one time about this muon-catalyzed fusion possibility, but it didn't work out. But when you come to the kind of things we were doing, it really is very, very difficult to predict. And whenever I think I can predict things, I always like to look back to the time when satellites first appeared as serious possibilities. And this was 62, 61, I can't remember. And there were two types that were seriously considered for communications. One was basically a large metallized balloons, which would be used as reflectors.
Echo.
And the other one is the active satellites. And I went on record as saying that it would be at least another decade before the active ones would be seriously considered. For the foreseeable future, it would have to be passive ones. The active ones are just too complicated to put up there. Well, that was totally and utterly wrong. And I don't think my comment was stupid. It was just wrong, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
It is very difficult to predict how technology is going to go. So, for example, in my latter years here in the E department, we worked on photothermal imaging. And I was particularly interested in a possible clinical application. I still think that that there are opportunities for photothermal imaging which may come into their own. It really hasn't quite gelled yet, but I think it might. I don't regret the time that we spent working on it.
Uh-huh.